Our scripture reading this morning is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, and it is called, You Are the Church. So let's hear the word. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. I invite you to stand as you are comfortable, please, for the reading of the gospel. Found in Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, the Great Commission. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. The Gospel of Christ.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Amen.
I came across the following interesting online article. It says, Do not ride in automobiles. They cause 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay home. 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Do not walk on the street or sidewalks. 14% of all accidents happen to pedestrians. Do not travel by air, rail, or water. 16% of all accidents happen on these. Only 0.001% of all deaths occur in worship services in church. And these are related to previous physical disorders. Hence, the safest place for you to be at any time is church. Bible study is safe too. Congratulations, you are in the safest place. The percentage there is even less if you study Bible study and so forth at church gatherings. Go to church. It could save your life, unquote. I'm glad you all are here this morning in this church and you are safe in God's house. But the word church means more than a place, location, or a building. Church is indeed the people, God's people. It's you. You are the church. Just as I was sending him today, I am the church, you are the church, and we are the church together. This morning, let us confess the following affirmation from the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and communion of saints. Every time you affirm these phrases of Apostles' Creed, you may notice the word Catholic always carries an asterisk or two, star mark, right? With its actual meaning, universal. Yes, the word Catholic here is simple adjective meaning universal, not referring to the Roman Catholic Church. Of course, since this word universal is the same as inclusive, then the Roman Catholic Church is also a part of this universal church of Jesus Christ worldwide. Universal means church everywhere or the church throughout. You, as a Christian, also belong to this universal church. Adam Hamilton, in his book Creed, clarifies this point, quote, "Our belief in the Holy Catholic Church is an ecumenical belief that all who call upon the name of Christ and seek to follow him as Savior and Lord are, despite their denominational or non-denominational names, part of one universal church," unquote. So when you recite, "I believe in the Holy Catholic Church," you are affirming your faith that you are a part of God's holy universal church everywhere. Now, some of you might wonder, wait a minute, am I holy as a part of the church? Here, the word holy does not mean you are sinless or perfect. Holy means you are set aside for God. Because you belong to God and you to God's family through Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are holy as precious children of God. Yes, you are God's beloved people. Apostle Paul proclaims this in his this morning's first letter to Peter. "Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people." Amen. Now, we need to understand that the next phrase, the communion of saints, this is not a separate or different topic or subject from the Holy Catholic Church part. This is actually explaining what the church is about and why the church matters. One of the most important Greek words for communion is koinonia. Koinonia. Sounds familiar? I am sure you have heard this word koinonia before, probably many times, right? We even have one of the rooms named after koinonia in the education building. Education building, that side, right? In the Christian context, this word koinonia means fellowship, caring for one another, or sharing. However, one of the best translations would be communion. And we know that the church is the people, God's people, so we have the specific phrase that best describes the nature of the church. It's the communion of saints. We Christians, especially the Protestant context, as God's, we are God's saints. So the communion of saints simply means the spiritual union of the members of the Christian church. In other words, it's a community of believers. And especially in an ecumenical sense, these believers include all the past, present, and future disciples of Jesus Christ, whether they are on earth or in heaven. Yes, that's why we celebrate All Saints Sunday every year through a special communion with the remembrance, with the time of remembrance of all saints, especially those who have gone before us. And there are many churches that are named after All Saints. So All Saints Church everywhere, probably you can find one. Anyhow, we celebrate and share Holy Communion at least once a month. especially on every first Sunday like today, even though we use the same term communion, Holy Communion, this sacrament of communion is a part of the communion of saints. So, as the body of Christ, we share more than Holy Communion among the congregation. We share the Bible, worship, praise, mission, ministry, good news, joy, love, care, prayer, encouragement, outreach, and so many other aspects of our church life. In this sense, we are blessed to have the communion of saints among all our brothers and sisters in Christ now and forever. Therefore, in this sense, if you are not active as a part of the church, unfortunately, you miss out nearly everything about the communion of a saint. It would be simply your loss if, without any engagement or connection with the communion of saints. That's why the communion of saints matters so much for your faith journey in your life. One of the most important blessings through this communion of saints is to share the great commission given by our Lord Jesus Christ. And we must take it seriously, for it is not an option, but a calling for all disciples and followers of Jesus. It's in the morning's Gospel of Matthew. Let us read all together. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. This great commission is not only one of the best and tangible ways to share God's love with everyone, but also one of the best invitations for you to practice and experience an ultimate joy in your life. Moreover, this great commission reminds us of that we, the church, must minister to everyone as the body of Christ in the world, being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And don't forget that you are not your own in this serious yet delightful task. Jesus got your back. In the very last sentence, Jesus promises, "And I remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Thanks be to God. Amen.